Now, not quite 3 months after I'd first met him, Dr. Cook was in our Boston hotel suite. "The goal of the operation is to disable the brain cells responsible for the tremor," he explained. "The target is deep in a part of the brain called the thalamus, an area about the size of a walnut that controls body movement. We're looking for a particular structure within the thalamus which is responsible for the tremor, the VIM nucleus, a group of cells approximately 2 millimeters in diameter. You'll be brought into the OR and a metal frame or halo will be fastened to your head with small screws. During the procedure, the frame itself will be bolted to the operating table so you won't be able to move your head around. Just as important, the frame helps us guide our instruments. You'll be sedated while this happens, with liquid Valium, so you won't remember much, but you'll be awake. In fact, we need you to be conscious throughout the whole surgery to answer our questions. That's an integral part of the operation, helping us confirm that we're where, in your brain, we want to be. Once the frame's on, but before it's bolted to the table, we wheel you out of the OR to the magnetic resonance imaging machine. We do the MRI scan to find the VIM nucleus. We also see the areas we want to avoid, the internal capsule containing all the information responsible for movement that goes from your brain down the spinal cord. If this internal capsule is damaged, there's risk of paralysis. Next, we go back to the operating room, fasten the frame to the table, and raise you on an incline, almost as if you're sitting in a lazy boy. Now we drill the hole in your skull and use a microelectrode, a long tube with a narrow tip encasing a filament, to explore the area. The electrode allows us to pick up the electrical signals that the brain cells make and see them on a computer screen. As we listen to the cells and do things like touch your finger, for example, we look for responses on the computer screen. What we're looking for is a spot where we get a response only when we touch the thumb and index finger, because that is the area directly behind our target area. The next step is to run an electrical current through the electrode and ask you if you experience any feeling, tingling, or numbness in your thumb and index finger. This is why you have to be conscious. When we get that response, we're directly behind the spot we want to be. We like to find that spot as quickly as possible because each time you probe a new track with the electrode, you add a new risk. "Exactly what are those risks?" Mom asked. "The biggest risk is bleeding in the brain from the various probes. Overall, the national estimate is 1 in 100 risk of causing any degree of bleeding, but with the microelectrodes we'll use, it's very, very rare. The rest of the risks are paralysis, as I've already mentioned, numbness, garbled speech, and an inability to swallow and control secretions." There was a brief pause in which I could feel all the eyes in the room turn to me. I smiled, radiating, I'm sure, a genuine and heartfelt confidence. I was well aware of the risks, and while I didn't take them lightly, I felt they were far outweighed by the potential benefits. "It's okay, Doc. You can keep going." Now we move forward 3 millimeters from the spot where we get that good response. We put some current into the electrode. If we've hit the right spot, this will temporarily stop the tremor. That's a very good sign. The only thing left to do then is to put in a slightly larger electrode with enough power to make the lesion to kill the target cells. When we turn up this macro electrode, it may cause your speech to temporarily garble because the current spreads beyond the target area. But first, we perform a test by heating up the probe a couple of degrees, enough to stop the activity but not enough to cause a lesion. We examine you to make sure you still have all those functions we don't want to impair, that you can swallow, speak, and whatnot. This is the patient participation part of the program. Now we go up to a stronger current until we've heated the target area to the temperature needed to kill the cells. Then we take the electrode out, and you're done. Tricky stuff. Everyone fell silent. It was a serious moment, but a phrase I'd tossed off a million times before kept popping into my head. "This isn't brain surgery." Yet, of course, this time, it was.